Hi there. The word for you today is hold steady and let God work. In 2 Corinthians 4 verse 17, we read, our light affliction is working for us. You know, there are times in life when everything you attempt to do will seem to go wrong. Your faith may be strong and your commitment to the Lord deep, yet adversity will come knocking on your door. In such times, the power of prayer will strengthen and stabilize you. But hear this, you can't pray away life's seasons. God has a purpose for not allowing you to be fruitful all the time. Real growth requires seasons of struggle as well as seasons of success. Your seasons of struggle destroy pride in your own ability, increase your dependence on God, and cause you to say like Paul in 2 Corinthians 3 verse 5, not that we are sufficient of ourselves, our sufficiency is from God. These are humbling experiences, aren't they? But you need them. Your life is like a tree. In winter, it silently refurbishes its strength, preparing for the next season of fruitfulness. As you look back in your life's accomplishments, you'll notice that they're all seasonal. There are seasons of rain as well as sunshine, and each season serves an important purpose. That's why it's a big mistake to make a permanent decision made on a temporary circumstance or a changing emotion. In 2 Corinthians 4 verse 18, Paul says, the things which are seen are temporal. They don't last. But the things which are not seen are eternal. The word temporal means subject to change. Hey, hold steady. It's not always going to be this way. Sometimes the situation you're in doesn't call for action. It calls for patience and trust in God. Paul writes, our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us. Let me tell you this. In ways you can't understand right now, God is making the circumstances you're in at this moment work for your good.